Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we declare and decree on this night, Lord God, that you keep our minds open, oh dear God. We declare and decree healing over each and every household that needs healing in the land, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will go into each household and bring a fresh anointing, oh Father God. We declare and decree blessings over each household that is represented here by your prophets, oh dear God. We decree and declare, oh dear God, that you will go into the land, oh dear God, and speak to every leader, oh dear God, that they will walk in their leadership. We decree and declare that you will bless the leadership, the president, oh dear God. Give him a new, fresh mind, oh dear God, so that he will speak your wisdom, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bless your churches, oh dear God, so that they can be the leaders that you have called them to be. We declare and decree that we will be the remnants in the earth, oh Father God. We declare and decree that you will give us an arm and a platform to stand on to speak your word in this season, oh Father God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that we will be examples in the earth, oh dear God, that we will continue to spread the good news, oh Father God. We decree and declare that more people will come to your prayer wall and just lay prostrate before you, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will just bring a fresh anointing upon us, oh Father God, so that we will be upright in your name, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will circumcise our hearts, our minds, and our souls so that we can be on one accord with you, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will walk in right relationship with you after the circumcision, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you will just continue to allow us to be repentant of our sins that we knowingly do and unknowingly do, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you would be in the midst of us at all times, and let us speak in our heavenly language.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for this new day even now, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name up even now, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Thank you for every life that's on the line even now on this morning, Father God. We thank you for every family member, every loved one, Father God. We thank you for those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Begin to build them up and lift them up even now, Father God. Father God, give us renewed strength, Father God. Give us the healing that's necessary and needed even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps in your word even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for leading us and guiding us and protecting us, Father God. Father God, thank you for your divine healing even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for peace and prosperity even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for a new day. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for touching our heart, Father God. Thank you for drawing right relationships our way even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for innovative ideas, Father God. Father God, thank you for the entrepreneurship in each and every one of us, Father God. Father God, give us the right connections, the right people. Thank you for your divine abundance even now. We'll continue to lift your name on high and continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to come together and agree in prayer, Father. Thank you for your grace and mercy that is with us, Lord God. Thank you for that you are praiseworthy, Father. And thank you that we can have gratitude, Father, each day because of your goodness, Father, and what the things that you have done on our behalf. Thank you for the testimonies, Lord. Thank you in advance for continued miracles and breakthroughs, Lord God, in finances and health, Lord God. Bring healing to those that need a divine touch in their bodies, Lord God. We continue to strengthen and even prepare our bodies, Lord God, for to be busy about your business for the season ahead, Lord God, of acceleration, Father God, and all the things that you have for us to enter into. Thank you for provision, Father God, and even in advance for provision of all that we have need of to accomplish what you have for us to do as well, Lord God, whether it's travel, business, everything with finance, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, again, for each and every one on the line, and bless each one and each of our families as well, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank your goodness, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness, Lord God, in all areas of our lives, Lord God. We thank you for you've chosen us, and we are honored, Lord God, that we live your will on this, Lord God. We rise you up on all, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for each and every day, for being our shield, being our armor of love, being our grace, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to guide us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to pour into us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to choose each and every day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to update us, Lord God, and increase us in this season, Lord God. Thank you for success over our life. We pray, Lord God, anyone that hear your voice needs to hear your word, Lord God, that they will hear you today, Lord God, in our mind and our spirits, Lord God. Thank you, and we love you, Lord God, and we lift up our leaders and our shepherds on today, Lord God, that the anointing will flow from their heads onto their people. And this, we thank you for the angels that continue to surround us, traveling mercies, Lord God, for those who are traveling, Lord God, in this season, Lord God. And before, Lord God, I pray that we would just come into a deeper relationship with you in your mighty, precious name. Amen. Amen. Next prophet.
Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for your mercy and goodness. Thank you for letting me be on the call. Thank you for my two wonderful parents. Thank you for salvation for my family. Thank you for healing. Thank you for finance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, for you are worthy to be paid. Thank you for healing flowing in the family. Thank you, Lord, for Prophetess Cynthia, for doing healing in her body. Thank you for marriage. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for those who are on the call. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with finance. Breakthrough. Whatever they need, bless them, Lord, Father God. And I give you the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, God. We love you and we praise you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for this prayer line, God, and for how you've allowed us to start a new day in prayer. Thank you, God, for covering us. Thank you, God, for your mercy, which endures forever, God. And thank you for each and every prophet on the line, each and every person listening. I ask you to bless them, prosper them in a mighty way, God. Heal those who need healing. Cover those who need covering. God, prosper those who need prosperity. Give peace to those whose minds might be in a state of confusion right now, God. You are not the author of confusion, but of peace, love, and a sound mind. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, even for what you're doing in the lives of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Strengthen them. Uphold the Master Prophet's arms. We uphold his arms by being in service, and we thank you for service, God. Thank you because you love us. And you've provided for us. We thank you for your provisions. And I ask you, Lord, to remember the elderly, people in need, the needy, the homeless, the hurting. God, touch them. Give them people to look out for them. God, you provide, and you also send angels and people to minister to others. Help us to be that one, God. Thank you for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, I thank you for the unity. I thank you for the very air that we breathe and the gift of life that you have given us and the turnaround, the shift, the change, the restoration that is taking place in the lives of everyone on this call right now, and even in the lives of the people who are not present on the call, Lord. Thank you for your healing touch, your spiritual healing. Thank you for completion and wholeness and strength and your grace and mercy that endures forevermore. Lord, in your word it says, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I thank you in advance, Lord, for the blessings that you're bringing down and showering down on your people even right now, Lord. And thank you for wrapping us up in your love, your unconditional love, for you are love, God. And I thank you for releasing the peace and the joy and the laughter back to the people and for the people that are coming back into your fold, even now, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise your name for this great new day that you have bestowed upon us, Lord dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for each and every prophet that's represented here on the call tonight, in the forefront as well as in the background, Lord dear God. We ask that you bless, put a special blessing of anointing upon each and every one of us, Lord dear God, that we shall come to you as humble as we know how, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for just being the ultimate sacrifice for us, Lord dear God, so that we could continue to come to your throne of grace, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for just going into the hospital and just spreading your healing virtue, oh dear God, among the sick and shut-in, oh dear God. We thank you for blessing each and every home, marriages, oh dear God, the children as they prepare to go back to school, oh dear God. We bless the teachers, oh dear God, that they will impart the right subjects into their minds, oh dear God, the right education and knowledge, oh dear God. We bless them with new creativity, oh Father God. We just say, Lord God, give us the strength to continue to lock arms with each other. In your son Jesus' name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Next prophet.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, because truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty God, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, for the overflow of blessings, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for strengthening our health, for you are our refuge, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the breakthroughs, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you are bigger than anything life can bring us, oh God.
Oh, God, we thank you, God, for creative ideas, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for innovative ideas, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the shift. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for peace, God, in our communities, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for giving us a solution, oh, God, to decrease violence in our communities, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, that those who don't know you, help them to repent their sins and give their hearts and minds to you so they can become your child, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh, God. Because when you arise, oh, God, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God, for putting the enemy under our feet. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophet Joshua.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for we know that your word says, Father God, that where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. Father God, we thank you even now for what you're doing, even in our leaders, Father God, even in our archbishop and our pastor, Father God, in each and every minister, Father God, each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God, we thank you now, Father God, for your fivefold ministry. I want to lift up, Father God, now, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and ask that you continue to heal her, Father God, and restore her, Father, restore her mind, Father God. Even now, Father God, I want to thank you, Father God, even now. I want to lift up each and every prayer request and supplication even before thee, Father God. And I thank you in advance for seeing it done, Father God. I want to thank you even now for touching the elderly, Father God, even in our community, Father God. Continue to touch them, Father God. Continue to touch their bodies and touch their mind, Father God. And thank you for restoring unto them, Father God. I thank you for keeping our children, Father God, even as they're coming into the school year, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for keeping and covering them. Even during this time, Father God, thank you for keeping us in our comings and in our goings, Father God, making us the head and not the tail, above and not below. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, I come to you with open hearts and open minds just to say thank you and open to receive your bountiful love and abundance that you have already created for us, God. Father God, I know that all things work together for your good. Father God, I thank you, God, that you have already equipped me and equipped us to do what we need to do in this life, God. For in your word of Philippians 4:13, you said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we know that all things is already laid up for us, and whatever our hearts so desire, Father, you have already given it to us in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for even for the healing that you're doing, even in the people of God's life, of healing and restoring, restoration in finances and even in homes and in families, God, and even in the physical body, God, that you are putting each and every pieces together, God. For in your word, God, you have said and have already told us that you are a God of restoration. Jeremiah 13:30 and 17 says that we know that your life, God, that you have given to us, has given us abundance life, God, and we stand on that. Father God, I thank you, God, for our children, God. I thank you, God, for our sons and our daughters, God, each and every day that you are giving them wisdom and that you are protecting them, and you already have the angels that is already surrounding them each and every way, God. I thank you, God, that this is a day that you have given to us that we are going to have great breakthroughs and miracles, God. I thank you, God, that we are in a day that we are even having victory, God, and even in our situations, God. I thank you, God, that we are able to stand in the gap for loved ones, God. I even thank you, God, for our prophetess, deaconess Cynthia Dawson, that you are even healing her, God, and restoring everything in her body, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for even the miracles that you place in front of us each and every day, God, and giving us the opportunities and the possibilities to even to grab on them each and every day, God. I thank you, God, that you have given us the strength, God, to keep moving forward, God. I even thank you, God, that you are breaking over, open and breaking blue, God, in this season, God, and that you're sending the finances and the people to come in and to be able to receive, God. I thank you, God, that you are a God of understanding, God. And, Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice, and we're glad in it, Lord God. And we thank you for the peace of God that rules in our hearts. Thank you, Lord God, that there is no weapon that is formed against us that can prosper. And we thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. They are mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of you. And Father God, every prayer request that's lifted up, everyone who said, pray for me, we lift them up, Lord God. Every need on this call, every family that is represented, God, we speak blessing and healing, restoration and repair, protection, justice, deliverance from oppression. We thank you, Lord God, for divine healing and divine breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are preparing us and getting us ready to cross over into the land that you've already given us. We thank you, Lord, that you give us everywhere our feet have already or are getting ready to step on. You've already given it to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have extended our territories, Lord God. You have expanded us and stretched us. Therefore, we take dominion over every spirit of fear, insecurity, and intimidation that would cause us to draw back, that would cause us to feel unworthy, that would cause us to cancel the blessing. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that no one will be able to stand against us all the days of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that we are strong and courageous, and you will lead us and guide us and to inherit the land that you've already promised to give us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that all things are ours. We thank you for oneness with you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you abide in us and your word abides in us, and we abide in you, Father God. Therefore, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. We thank you for strength and courage. We thank you for integrity. We thank you, Lord God, that we are mindful and careful to obey all of your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we walk circumspect, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And we thank you, Lord, that we will make our way prosperous and have good success. We decree and declare good success for everyone on this call, in every household. And we thank you for restoration from bankruptcies, restorations from bad credit. We decree and declare debt cancellation. We reverse every curse in the name of Jesus, and we reroute every negative prayer prayed against us. We uncover every witch and every warlock, and we lift up our archbishop, and we lift up our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we decree and declare protection for them, strength out of Osheta, blessing and prosperity as never before. We launch them, Lord God, into the deep. Launch them forward, Lord God. We are the wind beneath them, and we strengthen them, and Lord God, and we stand with them as you expand and continue to stretch them in the name of Jesus. And we decree favor everywhere they go. We decree protection everywhere they go. Everything they put their hands to, we call it blessed. We call it prosperous. We call it stretched and advanced and multiplied in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Amen and amen. Prophet Naomi.
Amen and amen. I want to thank you all for coming on tonight's conference call. And also wanted just to give you some announcements. We are going to end a little early tonight, but want to let everyone know just some of the changes. All prophets, company of prophets, please be on the line by 11:52. After 11:58, we're no longer doing the lineup so we can make sure we are in integrity and starting promptly at 12 midnight. So please be on here at 11:52. Want to thank Prophetess Darlene Gray for moderating the call, stepping up to the plate. If you are interested in moderating, supporting on this midnight hour, please contact me. You can email me, naomicook@zoeministries.com, N-A-O-M-I-C-O-O-K, @zoeministries.com. Email me, or you can text me, 201-321-3265. Text me and let me know you are interested in supporting and volunteering with helping to moderate the call or even running the call. As well, and also those that have been stepping up and getting trained, Prophetess Darlene, Prophetess Joyce, again, thank you. And I know I got to reach out to Prophetess Alice Jackson as well to get her set up. Also, yesterday, Pastor Deborah Jordan asked if you can please email her. Email her, Pastor Deborah, P-A-S-T-O-R, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, @zoeministries.com, if you will like the audio link, the new prayer declaration that she has done. She is now releasing that, and she will like to give that out to any of the company of prophets, or I guess if she opened it up for anyone, please email her, let her know so we can get that link over to you. We would love to hear your feedback because she's going to be creating more specific audio links around prayer and everything. Also, just a reminder to the company of prophets, when you're on the line, please make sure you mute your line out. All right. Also, join us back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet. That's right. Join us back here with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, at 9 a.m. We will be back here at 9 a.m., okay, with teaching. Check your emails as well. Check your emails because the Master Prophet is giving us oil, okay? Check your emails, okay? Check your emails because we know that all seed donation goes towards the Book of the Month and Prophecology. All right? Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi. Yes and yes, wanted to invite the people of God to come and join us a little later on today at 12 noon to 1 o'clock for our Pop Life radio show. It's going to be Check Up from the Neck Up with our very own Prophetess Cheryl Clark. And tomorrow's topic is going to be 12 ways to improve your social skills. So come on and join us. That's from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, same conference line. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
All right, all right. Well, I'm going to say good night, good morning. We ended early today, but we will be back here by 11:52 and getting into our prayer again going and starting our next day. Once again, thank you again, Prophetess Darlene, and good night and God bless. Amen.
God bless.